My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. In the last episode, we explored Sigmund Freud's famous theory that dreams are windows into repressed desires and hidden emotions. But today, we're shifting our focus to someone who saw dreams very differently, Carl Jung. A former student of Freud, Jung eventually broke away and developed his own unique perspective on a human mind and the nature of dreams. While Freud believed dreams were mainly about wish fulfillment, Jung believed that dreams were meaningful messages from deep within the psyche, tools for healing, transformation, and growth. Carl Jung was a Swiss psychiatrist who founded what is now called analytical psychology. He introduced some of the most enduring and intriguing concepts in psychology, including the idea of the collective unconscious and archetypes. For Jung, the unconscious mind was not just a place where we bury repressed memories or unwanted desires. It was also a vast, ancient space filled with universal symbols and truths shared by all humans across cultures and time. He called this shared realm the collective unconscious. This collective unconscious, according to Jung, contains archetypes, powerful symbolic images that appear again and again in myths, religions, and, of course, in our dreams. These archetypes include figures like the hero, the shadow, the wise old man, the great mother, and many more. When we dream, Jung believed we're not just experiencing random mental activity, we're receiving symbolic messages from this deeper part of ourselves. Let's take an example. Imagine you dream of walking alone through a dark forest. Suddenly, an old woman appears and hands you a glowing key. Now, from a Jungian perspective, this dream is filled with symbolism. The forest could represent the unknown aspects of your unconscious mind, things you haven't explored yet. The old woman might symbolize the archetype of wisdom, offering you guidance. And the key? It could represent insight, access to something hidden within yourself. According to Jung, dreams like this are not puzzles to solve with one simple answer. They are invitations to explore yourself more deeply, to listen to your inner voice. Jung believed that dreams play a crucial role in something he called individuation, a lifelong process of becoming who you truly are by integrating all the different parts of your personality. Dreams can highlight imbalances in your life. They might show you what you're ignoring or avoiding, or reveal a strength within you that you haven't recognized. Instead of seeing dreams as mere symptoms of past trauma, Jung saw them as messages with purpose, messages meant to help you become more whole. Unlike Freud, Jung didn't believe in a one-size-fits-all dream dictionary. He believed that the meaning of a dream symbol can change from person to person. While the image of a lion might symbolize strength for one person, it might represent fear for another. The key to understanding your dreams, Jung said, lies in the context of your own life, your feelings, and your personal experiences. So, how can you interpret your dreams the Jungian way? First, keep a dream journal. Write your dreams down as soon as you wake up while they're still fresh in your mind. Then ask yourself, what feelings did I experience in this dream? Do any parts of it remind me of situations or people in my life? What aspects of myself might each character or object represent? Don't rush to find a meaning. Let it unfold over time. The point isn't to solve the dream, but to listen to what it might be telling you. Jung's ideas may sound mystical, but they've had a massive influence on modern psychology, literature, art, and even pop culture. Think about your favorite movies or stories. The hero's journey, the wise mentor, the inner struggle with darkness. These are all Jungian themes. Films like The Matrix, Inception, or Star Wars are filled with archetypes and dream logic straight out of Jung's theory. Now, to be clear, not everyone agrees with Jung. His ideas are often criticized for being too symbolic and not grounded enough in empirical science. But many therapists and dream workers still find them incredibly useful, especially for people looking to grow, heal, and understand themselves better. So if you've ever had a dream that felt meaningful, even if it didn't make sense, Jung would say, pay attention. That dream might be the unconscious trying to speak to you, offering wisdom, warning, or encouragement. Sometimes, your dreams know things you haven't yet realized while awake. In our next episode, we'll take a different approach. We'll look at the science of sleep itself, the stages of sleep, especially REM, and what happens in your brain when you dream. We'll explore how modern neuroscience is beginning to decode the biological roots of dreaming. Until then, keep dreaming and stay curious. This is the science behind dreams.